Okay, with Shane Kasugi, Seek is the short film. He's from Japan. Right now, he's talking to me at 10, 11:30 in the morning. It's 10:30 at night in Toronto right now. For myself, Action Venture Film Festival. It is a classic action kind of crazy stunt film. Shane, what is what's the motivation for this film? It seems like there's a bigger story within this kind of world that you created for us in this short film.
Yeah, so a lot of people in Japan, especially in the action industry, they tend to just stay within Japan. I've done action all my life, and I actually moved to Japan about 20 or so years ago. And I've joined in that action industry, and I just feel that Japan has so much to offer to the world, but then they are kind of in a closed environment, you know, and no one's willing to step outside. And so I got a group of action guys, and we decided, hey, we want to make something interesting for not only Japanese people, but also, you know, outside of Japan.
So you work in the industry,
Yes.
in the film industry in Japan.
Yes.
So Jackie Chan, he's from Hong Kong. He's Hong Kong, right?
Yeah, yes.
So I'm just thinking about like what you just said, like they're the cross kind of the cross to Hollywood, the cross. I guess you're right. There isn't there there's like Japanese gives the world everything except for action movies, I guess, right?
Yes. I mean, you know, recently there's been more like Asian action stars in
Yeah, I was
Hollywood,
thinking
right?
lots of Asian. Yeah.
So I
Not
mean,
necessarily Japanese, I guess what you're saying, I guess, right?
So I mean, I think how do you say, the Japanese action industry is present, but it feels like it's non-existent to the world
Yeah.
right now, you know?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But it's like the Japanese likes to manufacture products as we
Yes.
and they give it to
Yes.
the world. Video games, obviously
Yes.
electronics are the key examples,
Yeah.
but they don't. I'm figured they're so that's such a capitalistic nation. They don't do that
Yeah.
for they don't do that for the film industry.
Exactly, right? I mean, I don't understand. I guess it's more of a closed environment, right? Because like if you think about other industries inside of Japan, right? Like the manga or the anime is so big around the world.
Yeah.
But yet, you know, action or like movies are kind of closed off, you know?
Gotcha. And then you
Yeah.
just had like a Korean of Parasite won Best
Oh,
Picture.
yeah. Yes.
Then you had everything all at once, which is
Yeah.
another Asian kind of made film, Asian
Yeah.
cast, right? So I guess more of American Asians, but it's sort
Yes.
of the diversity is there. So then you figured that Japanese are looking at this and going, well, the Koreans got Best
Yeah.
Picture win. We got to get a Best Picture win too, right?
Yes, exactly. I mean, you know, it's kind of like a rivalry, but yet, you know, you know, each country brings its own kind of style, kind of like technique.
100%.
Yeah, right. And so like why can't Japan do it? And I'm kind of trying to push the envelope, push, you know, the limits of Japanese thinking in sense. So
So where are you from originally?
I'm from LA.
So
Yeah.
was your family working in the industry in LA when you're growing up?
Yes, actually, my father is he did a lot of Hollywood movies, like you know, the Ninja Boom in America, Sho Kusugi. And then my brother is also an action actor. His name is Kane Kusugi. He does a lot of other Hollywood movies as well as Japanese movies as too.
So then this is an industry, this is a family business.
Exactly. And I've done in front of the camera as well, with inside my father's movies as well as other movies. But then I feel like, you know, I could bring more how do you say, power and more knowledge behind the camera, because I know what, you know, the action, what is necessary for action.
Choreography, I guess, right?
Yes.
So what do you do in the, are you an actor in Japan? Is that what you do?
Right now, I'm more behind the cameras. I did like the acting, the action in front of the cameras, but now like there's a lot of younger people where, we have to push them in front of the cameras and, trying to push more action actors in Japan.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You're in The Last Samurai, I guess, that
Yeah,
movie some years
yes.
ago.
Yes.
That's
So
pretty
that's
cool.
where I met a lot of like, international people, in the industry, as well as, Japanese actors. And so we still keep in touch and we still try to collaborate with, different projects as well.
Yeah, it's an underrated film. I remember watching that in theater. I'm like, I remember really enjoying that nice little commentary on culture and diversity, I guess, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Tom Cruise.
Yes.
He
Top
does his
Gun,
own
right?
stunts, right? What's
Yes,
that?
exactly. Top Gun.
Yeah, no, he does his own stunts though, right? Like that's what they say, right?
Oh yeah, he's I had the chance of meeting him and just like saying hi, for like talking with him like one or 2 minutes. He's a busy guy, but
Yeah.
yeah, he has a total, like 120% work ethic. You see him practicing and you see him like when he's on set, he's just truly focused, and that makes everyone else want to focus more as
Yeah.
well, so.
He's the leader of the, like he's always producing his films, right? So he's leading the show, right? Like he's showing.
Exactly. Yes.
So that's a good, so basically, okay, so I was gonna, and the first question I was asking you is that, is there a feature film with Sikh in the works, or like this, because I'm watching this film, like the story's so profound, and you're giving or to like this kind of like Star Wars-esque origin story kind of in the beginning. And I'm assuming this is a bigger story.
Yeah, exactly. We wanted to make a feature film, but budget wise, we didn't have a budget. And so like we decided just to make a short version of it. The story is really like, yeah, I came up with it maybe 15 years ago or so, and then just put it on the shelves. And then like I think it was last year we did a different movie, and the lead role and also the co-director, we were talking about, hey, we should really make an action, action-based, movie. And he said, oh, why don't we just make a short and then kind of like pitch it to other people, and like if we can get more funding, maybe we can make a feature film by the end of the year or something like that. And so that's what we're trying to do at this point.
So where did you sh like where was like you got a nice little landscape where you shot it?
Oh yes.
Where was that in Japan?
That was right, it's called Yamanaka Ko, which is Yamanaka Lake. It's like right in front of Mount Fuji, and we got the approval from the Yamanaka Lake or Yamanaka Area Tourism, how do you say, a board to shoot at this like kind of like mountain ridge. Yeah, so yeah, it was a beautiful place, but that area is usually, for tourists, hikers, and stuff like that. So we had to shoot it right at sunrise, so there's not so many people,
Gotcha. And so in terms of the choreography, basically you had a co-director, you guys co-wrote it, you guys are both in the film.
Yes.
So did you guys did the your own choreography, I'm assuming, as well for the film?
Yes, so like we were on a time constraint. We like all the cast and staff could only get together for 4 days.
Okay.
So basically, we prepped just the basic action, and then on the day we rehearsed it. We changed the action. We basically had all the shots how we wanted to take each shot ahead of time, but of course, location wise, and then lighting and everything like that, it changes slightly. And yeah, so we just did it on the some of the shots on the fly, and yeah, we got it done.
You got it done, yeah. So tell me the symbolism of the mask, the two masks that the characters are wearing in the beginning.
So the mask is basically we wanted to kind of like make the opening more mysterious in terms, and we wanted to make these two characters a little bit, not fully known, because we wanted to kind of like evolve those characters in the future. And so we thought, like, good versus bad, but then you know, if we do a feature film, who is actually good, who is actually bad, like in the Matrix and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we wanted to kind of like symbolize just like a perfect landscape of Mount Fuji, or any other beautiful place in Japan, and kind of like show the world, well, there is still places in Japan where you can shoot and not pay a handful of money for it.
Do you live in Tokyo or?
Yes, I live in Tokyo, so it's so hard to shoot inside of Tokyo, on a low budget,
Yeah. The interesting thing is the mask, of course, masks have a different connotation now since COVID, right? Like,
Oh
so
yeah, yes.
was the idea before COVID with the mask? I'm curious.
Well, we wanted to like yeah, well, we were on a short turnaround. So we wanted to get actually more traditional masks. But yeah, the time constraint that we had, we couldn't get the mask, and we couldn't rent the mask. So we would have to buy the mask, and like some of those traditional masks are really expensive. And so yeah, if we do the feature, we would love to, get more traditional Japanese cultural mask, but or have it remade. But yeah, it was all we could get in such a short time. So
So the two of you and your co-director, you guys did, I guess you guys did a lot. Like you tackled a lot in this film. Like you produced it. Who's
yes.
your cinematographer? Because that's obviously key to your film.
Well, it was me and the cameraman. We were discussing, like different shots, how to light it, everything like that.
Yeah.
So it's basically a team effort. Everyone pitched in ideas. Yeah, it's we didn't have a big staff. It was only, I think, four or five people. So yeah, everyone
Oh,
is
okay.
just running around, So
So what about the rest of your cast? How did you kind of how'd you cast them? Friends of yours, or did you do like a casting call or?
yeah, so that one, basically, these are all people we know. The girlfriend was actually in the last movie that we shot, and so like basically people that we work with in recent projects. We asked them, we don't have a lot of money, do you think you can appear in this one? And then maybe in the future, if we do make a feature film,
Yeah.
we'll give you a call back and stuff like that. And so a lot of people helped out. Yeah. So.
So then in terms of the showing it, like you're playing, you was sending it to North American festivals like a kind of a big motivation for you? Like where do you want like I'm assuming it's played in Japan, or maybe it hasn't, but tell me about the festival experience so far.
Yeah, so our me and the co-director and the producer, we decided that we would only focus outside of Japan.
Okay.
Yeah, and so the main reason is, if you know a lot about Japanese culture, basically if you kind of like advertise or promote it inside of Japan, it kind of stays inside of Japan, and they're really critiqueful. They're kind of yeah, if you're not with a big distribution company or something like that, then they don't usually accept your work.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. So it's kind of like it's got that, it's a little bit snobbery, I guess. And
Kind of. And so, like, if you kind of get recognition overseas and then bring it back to Japan, it's much easier.
oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
Gotcha.
yeah.
So that's sort of your motivation to do that.
Exactly. Yes.
So you're just sending it out to like, are you doing European? You're trying to send the European festivals too, or?
Yeah, we sent it to the main ones were like in the US, and then we sent a few to Canada, and then where else do we send it to? Basically, I think it was like like Southeast Asia, like Hong Kong, India, European festivals, like I think it was Germany and like Italy, and I think the UK. I think like one or two in the UK or something like that.
Yeah,
So
gotcha. And so, what did you think about our audience, the feedback video that we sent you, what the audience had to say about your film?
Oh yeah. I was well. I mean, I showed everyone, like the whole cast and crew, and they were like, "Whoa, really?" You know, like they were kind of in awe, you know, because they didn't really expect, you know, good things or good comments in sense, because we did it in such a, you know, short turnaround, and you know, like everyone was just running around with their
Yeah.
heads cut off, you know, so busy and stuff like that. So yeah. I think it
They
was
didn't
kind of
expect
surreal.
you. They didn't believe in your film. They didn't believe in the
No, they didn't expect it to get how do you say, like feedback or like, you know, like some kind
Gotcha.
of award so quickly, because we shot it basically at the end of the year, so like around you know, during New Year's. And then we started post-production on it, you know, like editing, color grading, music, everything like that. And then we sent it to film festivals in mid-February.
Okay, gotcha.
So
So
yeah,
it's
it was
pretty new.
just
It's pretty new to the experience, I guess, right?
yes, exactly.
And so then, like, I think in the blog interview, you said that you're gonna, like, we alluded to that you want to shoot this into a feature. So,
Yes.
is Japan your country now? Like, are you there for good? Like, you've got family roots now. I'm just curious about your experience in Japan now.
Yeah, so I'm married and I live in Japan. I still go back to the States recently since COVID, not so often, but
Yeah.
I think it was a year before COVID I went back. My brother lives out here with his family. My
Oh.
dad and my mom live back in LA. My sister lives in Las Vegas. So yeah, I still have roots over there, and I still go back once in a while. Of course, I'm always interested in, you know, if things get you know, bigger and better, you know, to go back to the States and work in the States as well. But yeah, it's I think my main goal since I've been living in Japan is to try to, you know, hopefully my dream is to push the Japanese movie industry forward.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a pretty solid film. Like I say, you can see the seeds of a bigger film here. So
Thank
congratulations.
you. Thank you.
Yeah, no, like the way you're describing it, it's such an interesting kind of it's so interesting because like I say, you just think of Japan, the first thing I think about is capitalism, right?
Oh, okay.
Them able to kind of like advertise their product to the masses,
Yes.
right? And you figure that there's nothing more to than doing it in entertainment, right? So
Yes.
like you said, they do it in other forms, other genres, but not in the action genre, I guess, right?
Exactly. So like, you know, like honestly, if you ask 100, you know, like people in the States, you know, what do you when you are asked about Japan, like, you know, like what comes to mind? And you know, a lot of people say like, you know, food, like sushi or Mount Fuji or ninjas or samurais, right? But then if you think about movies, okay, so what kind of movies do you come to mind about, like ninjas or samurais? That were made in Japan. And you just like, oh, if you go back to like Kurosawa, Akira's age, you know, like
Yeah.
in yeah, that would probably be the last time. And so like it's kind of, how do you say, disappointing, I think, for me as a second generation Japanese person to, have, nothing to be like kind of like proud of, to say, oh, this ninja movie was made in Japan, or this samurai movie was made in Japan with, a Japanese cast, So.
Well, like I said, like I've heard through, I live in a very Asian community
Nice.
in the suburbs of Toronto,
Uh-huh.
that there's a huge competition between the Koreans and the Japanese, at least from what I
Uh-huh.
heard. And Parasite, like
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Japanese would be like, well, we got to get a Best Picture win as well, right? So.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know like how long that's gonna take, but yeah, I hopefully that, that fuels the fire for, Japanese directors and artists all alike, So.
They have to win, and they have to beat him in baseball. They have to beat him in
Yeah,
football, right?
exactly. WBC, right? So yeah.
Yeah, WBC, but then they just had like they always have the practice games for the World Cup, and Japanese always has to win the games, right?
Exactly. Yes,
Yeah,
yes.
competition's fierce, so
Yes.
yeah. That's amazing. All right. Well, congratulations on the film. Let's talk
Thank.
again when hopefully, and we wish you the best of luck with your festival run. I think it's going to do very well for yourself. It's got a different perspective that we don't see in North America too. So it's got that nice little twist, diversity twist to it as well, right? And we all love
Yes.
ninjas and kung fu
Yes.
and like, sorry,
Yes.
if I offended you,
No, 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 no.
what's the martial arts that you're using in the film?
Well, basically, we're using different types of martial arts, like like what you said, like kung fu, karate, jujitsu, like Krav Maga, because it's different swords. But then we also use the Japanese sword martial arts, like tate or iaido and stuff like that. But it's a mixture, and we just want to kind of like bring back that lure of Japanese culture to the world. So.
Yeah. No, so I was asking because I didn't want to offend by saying kung
Oh
fu. So yeah.
no. Well, because actually, the co-director and the lead guy, he was a kung fu champion when he was younger in Japan.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Good.
Okay.
All right. And so congratulations again. Let's talk again now when this is in the future.
Thank you very much.
One, two, three, four, five.